You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The financial ramifications of all of the aprons that are being worn around the NBA these days.
Well, there's just two, a home and an away apron.
And which is interesting. You know, that was funny.
Thank you.
And they were over the weekend as they get Lonzo Ball from the Chicago Bulls. You're trading in division, you're trading in conference, for Isaac Okoro. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps, my partner Andy Baskin. Meredith's taking your phone calls. 216-474-0092. Dan Minigan is in charge of this fiasco. So Lonzo Ball will be a Cavalier. Lonzo had knee transplant type stuff done. Mm-hmm. He missed two full seasons because of his knee situation. He played last year.
Almost like a Tommy John of the knee?
It kind of seems to be, yeah. Andy. Yeah, actually, and it kept him out 2 years, and he's back. If Lonzo Ball didn't have crummy knees, you're not able to make this trade. He's probably not with Chicago. He's probably still with the Lakers. He could be, you know, elsewhere, making a lot of money, playing really good basketball. I mean, he's a good player.
I mean, he was the second overall pick.
Yeah, he's a really good player. I don't know that he's as good as his brother LaMelo, but he's a good player. Mm-hmm. And Isaac Okoro showed you what Isaac Okoro is as an NBA player. If you're an NBA player, you really can play basketball. I mean, you're better than guys who aren't playing in the NBA. That doesn't mean you're anything more than just a player on an NBA roster, because mm-hmm. there's an upper echelon in the NBA that we're all very well aware of. And I personally think if they didn't already have Isaac's replacement on the team in Jalen Tyson,
right,
a guy similar length who can do a lot more offensively, which is more critical now since you hired Kenny Atkinson, who's an offensive-minded coach. And if you didn't already have him, you have him now because you drafted the kid from Duke. So you've got two 6'5 guys, Andy, that could 6'5, 6'6 completely be the replacement for Isaac Okoro. Proctor can do that stuff. He can defend on the wing. I love the trade because I don't think you're giving up much.
No, I think if he's healthy, if Ball's healthy, then you've improved. And you've also improved your bottom line by dropping $1 million. It's interesting, though, to go back and read some of the stuff about Okoro when I'm sparing. It's very difficult to either find J.B. Bickerstaff or Kenny Atkinson say anything bad about Okoro.
Well, there's nothing bad to say except that he's not a great offensive player.
Yeah, they love the way he hustled. They love the way he played, and that they thought he was an important part of the team. But he just didn't jump off the page on it, especially offensively. We knew that, but
extremely athletic.
Yeah,
but not very good offensively. And when you have to not play a guy in the playoffs because of his offensive limitations, it's okay to move on. And they did. There's nothing wrong there. Chicago wants him. He'll go into Chicago. Hopefully he does a nice job for them and continues to make a lot of money and have a really good NBA career.
He did average 14.2 and 19.1 in the regular season, 14.2 minutes in the playoffs. But they're very quiet numbers. His numbers they just weren't impactful during the game, especially during the playoffs. And he was just kind of blended into the woodwork. I can't think of a better way to think of my recollection of him as we move forward and see what his career will, the lasting impact of his career moving forward. I don't know, maybe in Chicago they'll find some way to make him better at something that he was here in Cleveland, and maybe have the opportunity to rise and be a better player. But right now it just doesn't feel like, he does feel like a very rock solid NBA player that can give you minutes and maybe give you 7 points a game.
And that's okay. You can
plenty of those guys.
You can
NBA.
Make a lot of money. In fact, the Cavs gave him a 3 year, $33 million extension.
And they got that off the books too, right?
Well, they did, but you're paying Lonzo Ball about the same amount of money.
A little bit less.
But in the NBA, what's $1 million? As silly as that sounds, what's $1 million?
All right. Well, if you guys feel bad about $1 million, just send it over to me and Jeff, care of Jeff and Andy.
That's not a bad thing.
If it's just $1 million, I mean, it's really no big deal. Okay, why don't you send $1 million?
The only thing about this trade that, and I would do it every day of the week. I am completely okay with that. The only hiccup here for me, Andy, and this is the only hiccup. Lonzo Ball is not a player you can count on. Just based on his injury history.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, no, I don't know if it's true on the floor, but injury-wise, yeah, I agree with that.
Well, even last year, he played in 35 games. Okay, and that was after missing two seasons. So he came back, he played a little bit. Perhaps, you know, you want, can I go best case scenario for you?
Yeah, give it to me.
Zydrunas Ilgauskas missed three of his first 4 years in the NBA.
Yes.
And then played the rest of his career without much limitation at all and played very well for a very long time and became an iconic player for this franchise. Leave out the iconic player part, and that's the best case scenario for Lonzo Ball. I don't expect Lonzo to become an iconic member of the Cavaliers, but if he can bounce back after sitting out 2 years, and then after sitting out 2 years playing in 35 games, maybe he's ready to go. You know, I mean, he's had plenty of rest. Maybe he's okay. Maybe he's good to go. And if he is, the deal here is he gives the Cavaliers, and this is what I talked about with the kid from Villanova when they were looking to maybe Eric Dixon. You know, I said, why don't you try and draft this guy? Big score, big body. You don't have anybody like him. You don't have anybody like Lonzo Ball. You now have a 6'6", 6'7" point guard who can handle the ball really well, can run an offense, can defend a little bit, can score a little bit, can rebound. I mean, his numbers in his career, pretty well-rounded before the knee injury. And then last year he came back and, you know, the numbers were down a little bit. He was just happy to be back playing basketball. If he can play, he's a really nice fit in a backcourt that features two ball-dominant guards.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't argue with anything you just said. I think that as long as he's healthy, he's an upgrade for this team.
Yes.
I was kind of excited.
Yes.
You know, when they brought him in, I'm like, okay, this is going to be kind of cool. We'll see what happens. Again, it's not that I didn't like Okoro. It's just he just never jumped off the page. And with less playing time this year, it made it even harder for him jump off the page.
They now have other guys on the roster who you think, yeah, well, okay, this guy can do that. A, a lot cheaper, and B, probably a lot better offensively anyway. Jay's in Westlake. Jay, what'd you think of the deal?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. Didn't expect to be speaking to you again so soon.
Well, we're happy to have you with us.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks. I got to tell you, I do like this deal. Not that I didn't like Okoro. You know, I was never thrilled with that pick. But, again, I thought he was a good enough guy. But I really feel he became expendable the minute they picked up Hunter. So,
agreed.
You've got far less minutes for him. And as you said, we've got plenty of guys that can do what he can do. And by picking up Ball, you can now let go of Ty Jerome, which, again, I like Ty Jerome. But, again, if you've got Ball, you don't need him. And Jerome can be a lot more expensive.
There you go.
And going forwards, again, you guys brought up his knees. Yep, he could be a total bust. But you're only committed for 1 year. And the flip side of the coin is let's say he comes out and he just surprises everybody. You've got a team option for another year. So I really don't see a downside to this one.
Jay, agree with you completely.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to me, guys.
You got it, Jay.
It is weird. I mean, Jeff, this is a move that I think most Cavalier fans are like, okay, good. I don't think there's much more. Is there much more to it than that? Yes. Good move. Feels like it. As long as he's healthy, could be a good plus move. I don't know if it's going to be a great move, but right now it's a good move.
I would agree with that. I won't depress you.
Uh-oh, here we go.
No, I'm not going to do it. If you'd like to get depressed, just go look at the 2020 draft where the Cavs took Isaac Okoro with the 5th overall pick.
I knew you were going to do that. I don't know why. I had a premonition that you were going to do that.
I'm just saying, just do that. Just go look and see guys taken after Isaac Okoro in that 2020 draft. And you can just depress yourself. I will say this. of all the guys in that draft, and Isaac was fifth, he has scored the 15th most points out of all of those guys. So obviously guys taken after have done a really nice job. Now this puts the Cavaliers. Apparently Andy is looking at the 2020 NBA draft.
Why do you do this?
Why did he do this to me?
I didn't say a word. I said if you would like to depress yourself, and Andy's there before I even get the words out of my mouth.
Who wins when we play this game?
I'm not playing the game. I tried to avoid playing the game.
Yeah, but you brought it up. Sam Merrill was the last pick. He was Mr. Irrelevant in the draft. If you guys remember that.
Who wins when we play this game?
Not me, I can tell you that. Everybody that was in the NBA Finals that's on this list?
Oh, gee, Andy, I haven't given any names.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard not to. Well, one guy who's going to have to sit out the year next year.
Go ahead.
Who was really,
maybe
really
a guy
good.
Taken 12th?
Yeah. Tyrese Halliburton. Even Obi Toppin was 8th. I don't know if there's another word for the way I feel after looking at this draft. Thanks.
By the way, today at 6 o'clock...
We did upgrade, though, by bringing... Oh, it's LaMelo Ball. Never mind. Okay, keep going. Yes, it's 6 o'clock.
Today at 6 o'clock, NBA teams can begin negotiating with free agents.
Is this tampering?
It's their version of legal tampering, yes. 6 o'clock today. But, of course, you can't sign anybody until 12:01 p.m., just afternoon on July 6th.
What hat do you have to wear?
You don't wear hats in this.
Oh, well, that takes all the fun out of and it. So why can't you put the wrong hat up?
If we recall, it's a similar type of deal to the NFL, where immediately, guys, you know, it's 6 o'clock, such and such agreed to a contract with, you know, fill in the blank. There was a great deal years ago. One of our favorite guys, Drew Gooden, former Cavalier. Yeah. Drew, after he'd been kicked around the NBA for a little while.
Carlos Boozer Light, is that what he was?
He was kind of the replacement for that.
Mm-hmm.
Drew had been with a number of teams in the league, and Drew was always a good guy.
Very nice guy.
Drew, immediately, the minute that you can start negotiating, comes out and gets a really good contract with the Washington Wizards. And it was really good for a lot of money.
Yeah.
And the next time I saw him at the arena, and Drew was the kind of guy you could say this to, because he's pretty realistic. And he's actually doing Wizards games.
Yeah, I saw him with Chris Miller.
With Chris Miller, yeah, who used to work in Cleveland. And I saw Drew and I said, hey, I saw that contract come out the minute that the free agency thing opened. And I thought, good for you. And he went, I know, right? Wasn't that great? I said, you got to take that. Are you kidding? Of course I got to take that. That's awesome. And he was the way we all would be if we got one of those contracts, and especially for Drew late in his career. So it worked out great for him. Congratulations to Drew Gooden. Who gets one of those coming up at 6 o'clock? We'll find out. Lonzo Ball's a Cavalier, folks. And we can't argue with that move at all, can you? 216-474-0092.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.